USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden administration is designating $1 billion for states, targeted communities, and tribal governments to help prepare for extreme weather events.
Part of this effort is preparing communities for hurricanes, but also for pending forest fires that we know have impacted many parts of California.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also describing it as a way to get ahead of extreme weather events and natural disasters. Hurricane season officially starts June 1st. Chicago is coming off a violent weekend. Since Friday, 48 people have been shot and 11 of them have died. One of the victims gunned down was a 15-year-old boy. Last weekend, 48 people were shot across the city, including a toddler, a teenager, and two Chicago police officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
New York City schools will be fully reopened with no remote option for the start of next year.
Every single child will be back in the classroom. I have talked to so many parents who have been wanting to hear this confirmed, and I am confirming it once and for all.
Mayor Bill de Blasio pointing to strong coronavirus data citywide and in the school system. Parents will be invited to tour schools starting in June to be reassured of their safety from coronavirus. Right now, more than half of the city's roughly 1 million students are doing all remote. Strong earthquakes are continuing to rock China.
China has suffered two intense earthquakes in the past 2 days, with at least nearly 3,000 foreshocks and aftershocks affecting areas across western China. Many residents in quake-hit areas of Yunnan and Qinghai provinces say they had to take rescues into their own hands, as help did not arrive soon enough. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
An incident in an Eastern European country has everyone taking note.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after being pulled off of a commercial flight. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, ordered a military jet to guide a Ryanair flight down in the Belarusian capital of Minsk. The flight was en route to Vilnius, Lithuania from Athens. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport. After about 5 hours, the flight was allowed to continue to Vilnius. Protasevich is a former editor of one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who's ruled in Belarus for 26 years. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Side note on that story, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is working to assess the safety of flights over the Eastern European country of Belarus. A recent TIPP Insights poll shows that just 46% of Americans trust what's considered traditional or mainstream media. The poll asking Americans how much they trust established media such as the Washington Post, New York Times, NPR, or CBS News. The survey also indicated that 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.